I will say that during the first four cycles, she did appear to have more side effects than what I'm normally seeing with carboplatin and paclitaxel. Nothing terribly worse, but I felt that the fatigue was worse. Some of nausea symptoms were worse. And after four cycles, the study, you know, there was planned discontinuation of chemotherapy. She had a very good response. And in fact, most of her symptoms during those four cycles were more related to the treatment than to the cancer. What was to me amazing is I had seen the response, and her response, clearly she had met PR by RECIST criteria. But she, as we were doing the maintenance pembrolizumab, looked much better. And I can tell you, for no specific reason, in October, so the lady started in February of 2014, and we had a baseline PET scan on her. And I was curious, and I will admit that this was done not so much for clinical management as much for curiosity as to how her bones were responding, because sometimes assessing bones can be a challenging thing on CT scan. And I can tell you that PET scan that we obtained in October 2014 shows almost no metabolic uptake in any of the lesions. In fact, none of the bone lesions were positive, maybe a slight uptake in the lymph nodes. So she, as per protocol, got treatment for 2 years. And so she completed therapy in January of 2016. I can tell you now this, we do it more and more routinely, but in January of 2016, both she and I were somewhat nervous about discontinuing treatment, you know, in a stage four patient, even though the scans looked wonderful. I will admit that I have now since then, so in 2017, I changed institutions, so I no longer have the privilege of taking care of her, but I have kept sort of following her case with the colleagues of mine in my previous institution, and she's still doing well, and her scans have not changed. And now we have these, a small number, but a growing number of patients that have received these checkpoint inhibitors, either with chemotherapy or single agent in the frontline setting. And we are just monitoring them. I have sort of started increasing the frequency of the scans I get. Initially, it was every 3 months. In one patient now, I've even gone up to 6 months. Don't know what this patient's outcome is going to be. It's very difficult to think of the cure word in stage four lung cancer, but you know, it's a tantalizing prospect, let's say, but we need longer follow-up.
Was she an ex-smoker?
Yeah, she had stopped smoking just a few months before. I mean, actually, to be very frank, at the time of diagnosis. So yes, she was a heavy smoker.
Interesting.